Hello.
Hey, Sean, how's it going? Good to talk to you.
Good, how are y'all?
Good.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. Sean, can you start off with just telling us what your kind of emotions are going in? Ron said this is going to be an emotional week for a lot of people.
It's week two of the regular season, number one, and certainly making the trip to Carolina, especially this early in our season, you know, it's kind of the, rather than, you know, this week versus like week 12, it's just a little bit different, you know, in terms of a quick turnaround to see people that I just left and, you know, friends and people that mean a lot to me in terms of my career and just friendships, lifelong friendships that I was able to build. So it'll, that part's pretty cool. That said, it's business, and this is we've got a job to do. So,
Sean, having a guy like guys plural, I guess, like Mike Tolbert, Joe Webb, Leonard Johnson, who wasn't in Carolina for that long, who had said to me at one point that you two had developed a pretty good relationship while he was here in Carolina. Having guys like that in your locker room, how has that helped your transition?
Oh, that's been huge. Very similar to he brought some guys from Green Bay before he took the job in Philadelphia. Ron brought some guys from San Diego when he accepted the job in Carolina that first year, and very similar transition plan as far as that goes, where you bring some guys that you know can play. I knew could play, and I knew they were wired the right way in terms of the DNA for and the culture we're trying to create in Buffalo.
Sean, in particular, Joe Webb and his knowledge of this offense and Cam and his familiarity with Cam, how big a asset will he be for you guys this week?
Yeah, I mean, Joe is just he's incredible. I mean, I love the energy. Just speaking of him, if I could to start off, I mean, he's a very valuable part of member of our team. He plays multiple positions. We were real fortunate. Real fortunate. I was kind of a little bit surprised that he became available, and when he did, you know, it was just a natural fit for us with respect to, the different positions he plays, the energy he brings, and then with respect to him and their offense. I mean, you know, look, we certainly know Joe's background as well as Mike's background, and then Leonard's, you know, with familiarity with what they do, and then Clay, you know, a little bit as well. So although he wasn't with that team with Carolina as long, there's some familiarity there.
Sean, what's the balance like of trying to win now but also doing what looks like a lot of rebuilding as well?
That's the constant challenge, and you said the word. It's a daily challenge because it's important that we build a strong foundation that is built for the long term and can withstand the storms that are going to come, the adversity that's going to come, the challenges that are going to come, and yet at the same time you're also wanting to have short-term success also. And so, there's a process involved in that. And it takes time. And so, we love to compete. Our coaches love to compete. Our players love to compete. And that's what, as we continue to develop, is guiding us, you know, on a day-to-day basis.
Sean, round to help install or have your defense run against this latest iteration of Carolina's offense. But what did you learn about this offense from watching the film from San Francisco?
They're multiple in the different formations they use and where they move people around. They certainly have a ton of weapons on both sides of the ball, including special teams for that matter. This is a team that's been together for a long time, and then, you know, they did a great job of retaining players this offseason and then adding through free agency in the draft. I mean, when you can add players offensively like the ones they have and those guys, and then when you look defensively with basically bringing back the entire defense and then adding Julius Peppers and Captain Mullen to the fold, the very talented football team.
Sean, what are the advantages or even disadvantages of facing Cam Newton, a guy you probably know all his ins and outs and moves more than probably anybody else?
Yeah, David, I mean, there's familiarity there with Cam. The problem is I'm not out there playing, you know. So it's not a matter of what I know. It's what our players know. And they're the ones that are going to be out there making the plays and making the adjustments, making the call. So the game will be won on the field, not necessarily from what I know about him. But certainly I'm going to try and impart my knowledge on to our players and hope that they can use that to their advantage.
Sean, you spent so much time preparing guys like Luke and TD for games as members of your defense. What's it like now preparing your guys to go up against Luke and TD and company?
Well, first of all, Max, I love watching those guys play. I loved it when I was there coaching, and I still love watching those guys. I mean, they're phenomenal players, yes, also phenomenal people. And after saying that, you look at it from now the other sideline and watch them on tape, and you're saying these guys are really tough to beat, and there's not a lot of chinks in their armor. When you can add Shaq Thompson to that. To that conversation also. That's a talented defense, and they're playing extremely well. I think Coach Wilkes has done a good job, and they're a tough defense to handle.
John, what can you say the subtle differences you might see in the Carolina defense now than from when you coached them?
You know, I would say, honestly, probably the biggest thing in the film that I've watched to this point, David, is really just is two players. I mean, with bringing Captain Mullen back, I remember Captain was a guy we tried to get when I was there. We tried to get him back, and we couldn't get him back. And then having Julius, I was not there when Julius was there, so we didn't overlap, but. We were trying to get him back earlier as well, and then it just didn't work out at the time. But those are two very, very talented football players. One Pro Bowler, another guy that's probably towards the top of the list in terms of the position he plays.
Sean, what would you say the adjustment to being a head coach for the first time has been like for you?
Well, I think it's been there's been a process. I spent a lot of time preparing, like I did to be a defensive coordinator or in this case a head coach. So I had great teachers in Ron Rivera and Andy Reid, two of my biggest mentors, and then I wanted to hire a great staff, and that has benefited me because I've got an experienced staff that's been around the league, the NFL. So. Having said that, we've got a long way to go. I'm sure I've made my share of mistakes, and I'm just going to try and learn from them and not make the same mistake twice.
Sean, what would you say the biggest differences are in the division you're in now compared to the NFC South?
There's probably some similarities, Joe, with the quarterback play. I mean, when you look at, when I got to Carolina in the NFC South, I mean that you watched. It's kind of weird, kind of funny to say this. You watch defensive coordinators just fall by the wayside because that's where guys went to die. It was a graveyard for defensive coordinators. It seemed like just because of the great quarterback play that was in the division with Matt Ryan, with Drew Brees, in their heyday. Now Jameis Winston, Cam Newton. So I mean, that's been a very competitive, extremely competitive division for quite some time. And now the AFC East with Tom Brady. You know, so you know, I pick a spot to go to where we come and we've got to face Tom Brady twice a year, you know. So anyway, I guess that's just par for the course for me, I guess. But yeah, it's a challenge. There's a lot of similarities.
Coach, you've got a pretty good running back up there in Buffalo. How would you compare his game to maybe the rookie that's down here? They've drawn some comparisons to each other.
Well, each one of them is different. You know, LeSean McCoy is a good back. He's been around for some time. I knew LeSean back in Philadelphia when we worked together, and we feel like we've got a pretty good back here. You know, Christian McCaffrey. When you look at Christian, he's a. We did our work on Christian through the draft, and felt probably similar to Carolina in terms of his skill set. Very talented player, talented both in the on the offensive side of the ball and what he does, you know, on special teams. He's going to have a great career. A very talented player and smart. It seems like they've got a guy that will be with them for a long time, and seems like a very much of a class act off the field.
What were your impressions, Sean, of Cam Newton in his first game after the shoulder surgery?
Yeah, I was impressed. I mean, what's there not to be impressed with respect to Cam? I mean, he's. We all know his skill set. You guys have seen it. I've been around it. He looks as strong as ever. He looks as fast as ever. He's making the offense go. They drove the ball, put up 23 points, and I thought he looked good.
Sean, what will this week be like for you from a kind of tactical standpoint? As well as you know Mike, as well as he knows you, do you end up without, I know you don't want to go against what your strengths are, but do you kind of do a little more self-scouting in a week like this where both guys are so familiar with each other?
Self-scouting, and when you say both guys, with you're saying myself and Mike?
Yeah, just the idea is, do you try to go kind of against the grain a little bit and maybe zig where you might normally zag just because of his familiarity with
him? Well, you know, yeah, I mean, Mike's familiar with what I do, and I'm familiar with what Mike does. This game will be won. Be on the field with the players. It's not going to be, anything in regards to Mike knowing me or me knowing Mike. I mean, Mike. I'll just say this: Mike does an incredible job. And when you look at the numbers offensively every year, they're dynamic.
Sean, Ron said. Mentioned earlier this week that he had sent you a text after your win last week. This week, will you guys communicate at all, and then will it be kind of playful in nature, maybe a little playful trash talking going on?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing Ron before the game. You know, I don't think we'll do much communicating between now and then, honestly. I mean, I think, there's a healthy, certainly with our relationship, I know I would... the respect that I have, an incredible amount of respect for Ron as a man and as a coach, I would hope the same could be said on his end. They're doing a job. We've got a job to do. There's so much Jordan further along in terms of their life cycle with 7 years being together. With their staff, their players. You know, we're just 2 weeks in, so this is. We're we're still trying to tie our shoes and you know, button our helmet, you know, chin straps at this point. So I don't, you know, it's, we're just we're busy trying to do what we need to do to continue to improve as a football team.
Sean, will it be somewhat weird though to come off that bus and have to take a right and go into the visitors' locker room?
Yeah, that'll be a little different. You know, like I alluded to earlier, just because it's so early in our in the transition. You know, it's, like I said, week two versus week 12. That part would be, that'll be a little bit of a newness that way. So it'll be a little bit, you know, just different. You know, but you know, I'll be focused. Our players will be focused, and I am looking forward to seeing people down there, though. When I get some time or when I run into some people, I'm looking forward to seeing the coaches that I worked with for so long, and the players and the people in the building. I'm looking forward to running into Mr. Coleman. I mean, that's a guy that really personifies you know, that organization and how Mr. Richardson runs things. And so a lot of great people down there. We've had a lot of great memories, and you know, really look forward to continuing those relationships. So I'm looking forward to seeing those people.
Okay, we will transition from McDermott to Brandon Bean. You just stay on the line.
All right, hey guys, thanks so much. Good talking with everyone, and you guys